Archibald say good morning. Let's begin. So we're still picking up in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph in the Shahar Rishon. So we left off with the following. Kim Yosef Ya'avar Bar HaYetzer V'yifkesheyu Kipam V'pam. So remember again, the Rabbeinu Yonah was talking about the idea. It's actually, it's on page Yud, about four lines up from the bottom. Because remember, again, the Shari Tshuva was talking about the idea that at the end of the day, if a person has to be able to, let me say a little differently. The Shari Tshuva says, Kadosh Baruch Hu never expects us not to sin at all. That's not possible, not part of the fabric of the human condition. What he expects us is to learn from our mistakes. So if a person has committed an Aveira, the ability to go ahead and learn from that and then prevent that again. So the Shari Tshuva says, Kim Yosef Ya'avor Bo HaYetzer, V'yifkesheyu Kipam Bipam, V'rabo Alav Ta'avaso Kimishpat HaRishon, Lo yiye nifta libo alav v'yazov dako. Because if a person, after making a mistake, learns from that mistake, understands what it is that they have done, and builds himself up, when confronted with the opportunity to sin again, he will not be enticed in the same way. Kimo shenemar umode v'azov yurachim, hiskir tchilo umode alacharote v'avidui v'acharkach oziv. As the pasuk says, which we understand as Moda ultimately means that a person acknowledges that which he has done, has the charata, the remorse, the vidui, the confession, and only then va'ozev. So what the Shari Tshuva, by the way, has done now is, even though we're in the second stage over here of what he called aziva sachit, the leaving of the sin, he's also helping to frame the process for us. And the process is that first a person must have that charata, person must have that remorse, because remorse signifies that I recognize what I did was wrong, and that remorse is the trigger for the aziva sachit. That remorse ultimately is what gives me the courage to build up a resistance to sin in the future, because after realizing how badly I felt after the sin the first time, you know, part of the instinct that we have is the avoidance of pain. Animals have this instinct as well. So an animal does something and realizes that it causes it pain, so it develops like a Pavlovian response not to go ahead and repeat that same action. So part of that is what the Shari Tshuva is describing over here also. If I know that sin engenders a sense of pain and frustration, then I know I don't want to do this again. And here's the amazing part. It might be that I don't want to do it again, not because of any great higher calling, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I want to be a tzaddik, but simply because I'm not interested in feeling bad. I'm just not interested in having a negative feeling about myself or a negative feeling about life. So he goes on. He says, Acha ish hamisyatsiv al derech lo tova tamid. But if a person is always on the wrong derech, the gavra al chata'av dorech b'chol yom v'shona b'yivato, we'll say if a person only makes a mistake, but repeats the mistake, and a person repeats his mistake day in and day out, v'shav b'berutzaso gam pamim rabos, u'v'chol eis ohev hara, u'michshav avono yasim nochach panav. But I will say a person ultimately, again, who doesn't take the course-correcting action to change himself, to change his life, and keeps on repeating the same sin, keeps on falling into the same traps, and he's constantly falling prey to his desires and his wants, and he can't come up with a strategy. He can't come up with a strategy to be able to go ahead and overcome these challenges. So we'll say, so it's wonderful if a person's in the first category of people where I make a mistake, I recognize I don't want to repeat this mistake, I'd like to engage in some course-correcting activity. That's beautiful. What about the second category of people? The second category of people just keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. Fall into the trap, can't get themselves out. Reishis tshuva sa'ish hazeh, said the Shari Tshuva. So the first step in tshuva, la'azov darko, so Bosei, the Shari Tshuva is now kind of going back a little bit and saying, look, nothing gets off the ground until a person finds a way to leave the path of sin. We're going back now again discussing the idea of azivas hacheit, specifically again, azivas derech chotim. Person can never break the cycle unless I leave the path, ultimately again of, I have to leave the path of sin. We spoke about this last week. Remember again, Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this idea of the chet and derech chotim. Sin does not just come about out of nowhere. A sin is a result of a series of smaller actions that lead to a particular result. We'll say, just so you know, this was the Torah tried to sensitize us to this in last week's parasha. Right? This is the progression of Yifas Toar to the two wives, one who is beloved, one is hated, to the Ben Sorer Umora. Right? This is the Torah teaches us the progression. Yifas Toar, is it Motor, is it Aser? What's the answer? You're permitted to take the war bride?
Yes.
Right? But again, it's not good. It's not good, meaning at the end of the day, it's not something encouraged. So the idea is when I go down the wrong path in life, that triggers a series of events. Therefore, so what happens? Well, this is very important. So sometimes in life, I do something wrong, and I can't break the cycle. I keep doing it no matter how much I try to go ahead and prevent myself from engaging in the action. It keeps on happening over and over and over. So when that occurs, I have to ask myself, why? Why can't I break this cycle? To which the Shtar Tshuva would say, chances are because I'm only focused on the action of the sin and not focused on the pathway to the sin. If all I do is I target the action, but I don't target the events that led up to this action, the triggers or the catalysts, then I'm going to end up repeating the same mistake over and over again. That's why, again, this is why the Shari Tshuva says, and this is why there's such a profound sefer. It's very nice to describe this process of tshuva, where I go ahead and I make a mistake, I fail, and then I lift myself back up and I try to go ahead. But more often than not, it's the second dynamic that plays out. I'm repeating the same mistakes over and over and over. I can't break the cycle. I can't get out of it. And I don't understand why. To which the Shari Tshuva explains, do you want to know why? It's because, again, I'm only attacking the chet and not attacking the triggers and the catalysts that lead up to chet. And until I attack the process that leads up to chet, I'm almost condemned to repeat my same mistakes. And not only that, he says, "Umachshav tohara." Sometimes, Rav Osei in life, and this is very difficult, sometimes in order to avoid chet or to rectify chet, it's not just enough to even approach the derech, the actions or the catalyst. Sometimes I even have to go ahead and approach... I have to go ahead and approach my machshavas, right? And approach my thoughts as well. Menachem's here, everyone. I have to approach my machshavas as well. So what do I do with the machshavas? And also, this is another important yisod, which is, again, sometimes it's my thought process that's a bit flawed and need to be changed. We'll discuss this in greater depth. Ulahaskim, lekayim, ulekabal alav, lebal yosef yachto. And I have to go ahead and be maskim. I have to accept, to uphold, to accept upon myself, to say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to live like this anymore. Acharin Yischai Sabosei, this is amazing. Because remember, again, this is a little bit different. He spoke about the first step in Shuvah that the Shari Tshuva discussed was Aziva Sachet, the leaving of sin. Now he's circling back to that a little bit and just discussing that Aziva Sachet is not just simply the cessation of sin, or the stoppage, I'm not going to commit the Aveira again. Rather, again, it's much more complex because often it requires me to assess and to analyze how did I get to this point, and how do I avoid the triggers and the catalysts. Then, Acharichein, Yischarit al Alilosev Hanishchasos. Then Rabos, I have Charata, and Charata ultimately is I have remorse about how it is I have remorse about the actions I've done. The yisvada lashuv alashan, because we'll say remorse is very important. You know, in general, in tshuva, there's this incredible balance between, on one hand, not spending your life beating yourself up over your mistakes, yet on the other hand, again, acknowledging what I've done wrong. See, and there has to be that fine balance, because if I beat myself up over my mistakes, sometimes it's difficult to move forward. On the other hand, if there's no charata or ownership process of my mistakes, it's almost as if I'm condemned to repeat them. So I have to go ahead, v'yisvad el ashuv el Hashem, I have to do vidu, I have to confess, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimo shenemar, ya'azov rosh adarko, v'ish avon machshevosav, v'yashov el Hashem v'yirachameyu. Because as the pasuk says, the rosh will leave his negative way, the man filled with iniquity will leave his negative thoughts, and he will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God will have compassion. V'hamashal basa. So, Shari Tshuva, let me give you a mashal. What's the mashal? So the mashal is, what happens if a person tries to do tshuva without these steps? Person tries to do tshuva, but does not go ahead and have azivas hachet. You know, we'll say sometimes we want to go ahead and do tshuva, but I'm not really ready or willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes. So what happens if a person wants to do tshuva, but doesn't want to make the lifestyle changes? He says, here's the comparison. L'misha oches hasheretz uba litbal uletayer. That says the famous mashal. So what happens? It's like I go to the mikvah, and why? Because I want to purify myself. Only one issue, which is, I'm holding a sheretz. Right? I happen to be holding a dead rodent in my hand. What's the halacha? If you want to become tar, you first have to let go of the sheretz, you have to let go of the rodent, and then you could go and go to the mikvah. But Rabbah says, as long as the sheretz is in my hand, it doesn't matter how many times I go into the mikvah, at the end of the day, the immersion is not going to help. Rabbah says, again, you could understand, a person that comes, you could be in the Arizal's mikvah, right? The mikvah of all mikvos. And you could go ahead and be holding that sheretz in your hand. And if you're holding the sheretz, if that sheretz, we'll say, represents chit. That sheretz represents all that is broken, all that is wrong. And we'll say, this mashal is so powerful because often when we do tshuva, what we like to do is we like to say, okay, I'm going to take on this, I'm going to take on this, I'm going to take on this. Kabbalas, right? I'm going to take on all kinds of things. Now, why do people like to take stuff on? Why? Because taking stuff on is a lot easier than changing things in my life. Meaning, I know that there are things that are broken, but instead what I'd like to do is, I'm going to give more tzedakah, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to learn more Torah, I'm going to do more chesed, which are all incredible things, and are all much, much easier than actually tackling the personality flaws and the life flaws that I possess. Says the Shaarei Tshuva, taking things on and becoming a better person is beautiful and wonderful, but at the end of the day, unless I remedy those things that are broken, I'm going into the mikvah with the sheretz in my hand. And until I decide to let go of the sheretz, change is virtually impossible. And I will say, ultimately again, the azivas machshava sachit, the leaving of the flawed mindsets, the flawed lifestyle, that in and of itself ultimately is the casting away of the sheretz. So we'll stop over here. Neretz Hashem will pick up with this piece tomorrow.